Thanks for sitting down with us today, Lane. So I know you went over most of the stuff you were going to talk about already in the other room, but if you'd be willing to do that again for us. For the record this time.
Okay. So we are talking about my connection to the community.
Absolutely.
All right. So my background is from Spain, so the connections that I have with Spanish speaking in Connecticut. And I remember my brother many years ago, he even started a group of Spaniards in Connecticut. So he met like two people like that because they were not too many. But now there are more, so the connection that we have is basically Spanish, the language. Many of us, they are Spanish teachers in different schools or colleges.
You yourself are a Spanish teacher?
I am a Spanish teacher. I teach in a public school. I taught in a private, but I am now in a public school. And my connection to the Spanish community has to do more with how we celebrate, and that is through music, or with private parties, through music and through food. And I was saying to
my name is Andrew.
Andrew.
This is Jacob.
Yes. I was there. Andrew, how when we go to Spain, we come back with saffron. It's our gold, besides the olive oil. And also, jamón serrano. So those three elements. Costco is selling jamón serrano, which is the leg of the pork, which is in Italian like prosciutto. So that has been like, in the last couple of days, we tell each other, it's here, and it's $99 for a whole leg, which is extremely cheap for it. So then you have it for the holidays, for Christmas and all that. So through saffron, we make the paella, which is our main dish, and the gatherings are around big paellas that can have a lot of people. And then through music, we have usually somebody or more than one that plays the guitar. So that is also how we unite ourselves. We play, we dance. So it is food, music, and dance that unite us. And the language, of course. And we celebrate a lot. In terms of doing things in the community, myself, I have participated in the Park Parade, which is a parade that starts in Hartford and goes through West Hartford, representing. My daughter was younger in Spain, and we had the flag, and she would dress with her flamenco dress. And then also, I have been participating in a concert that is called Guitar Under the Stars, that has already 26 years. And it started near the river, I think it's Hartford, and then it moved to Riverfront with the orchestra. Last year it has been between San Joseph and now at the Bushnell Park. That concert is Guitar Under the Stars. Again, the guitar is our main instrument that we unite, that we get united. So that is basically how I see myself as a Spanish speaker in Connecticut. And of course, because we are, many of us are Spanish teachers, we are bringing the culture in a more intellectual way, or different aspects of that.
Absolutely. When you came from Spain, you said you studied history in Madrid and in Granada previously.
Yes.
When you came to Connecticut from Spain, were there any things that you immediately missed, or did you turn to guitar music immediately when you got here? That was just something that you found roots in?
When I came from Spain, I went to the University to study my master's, and there was a group called Hispanic American something. And they have some events, and when I would go to the events, cultural events really connected to the university, like a guitar concert, flamenco, or even Jewish heritage, a lot of good things. What I remember is when I would go there, my knees would shake. kids to see the people how they dress. So it was kind of, in a way,
emotional.
Also, I started teaching Spanish, but there I discovered more. When I was in Houston, I discovered my mom is from Colombia, so I discovered the Colombian aspect of me. Was in the United States. I didn't know I was a Latina or Hispanic until you leave, until you're here. And you're categorized, and you become part of a group that you don't even know yet until you live here and then by contrast. Yes. So I think the first years were difficult. And I was having criticism. Criticism for our culture, criticism for America, criticism for the way things are. So there's this fight, internal fight, you think things are better somewhere else than here. Something as small as when you watch TV and the journalist, people on TV,
broadcast.
They were very casual, and they have a cup of coffee, and they were very casual, talking about a war in Vietnam or whatever, and they were casual, and so I thought that was horrible.
Yeah, it's something distinctively American.
Yeah, at that time I thought, and of course not for the same, but for that time I was like, that is awful. It had a time frame, and there was nothing fun. That was the word fiesta party. It was shocking.
This is nothing compared to what it
was. Yeah, and then, you know, of course, those years were, I was at university, so you mingle with people from other countries. So that period ended when I discovered that I need to bloom more planted. And there's a moment where you accept the beauty of where you are in America, and you value the opportunities. But for me, I was not a good one to be planted.
It took years.
It took years. And then also, because I came from the south of Spain, which is the Arabic influence in architecture, I arrived to Houston, and so it took me a while to value the way I am connected to. So to overcome that time is to go to downtown Houston and look at those buildings. They were the most modern architecture that you could find. So by looking at the modern architecture, I was able to connect to the beauty of art and architecture that I didn't have anymore, especially coming from Madrid. Is so elegant. Yeah. The architecture, you cannot miss that.
So you come here and everything's glass.
Yes, or just vertical and horizontal. Yeah. So then I learned to value. I wanted to grasp whatever I could to value it.
Oh, absolutely. But essentially, relearning how to live all over again.
Yeah. Exactly.
Did you speak English when you came to the United States?
I spoke in the present tense. Gotcha. It took me years to understand the past tense. You know, so you think you're saying. So it took me a while. No, it wasn't. I actually, my husband was in French because I was in Spain.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I did English after school. And in my school, since third grade to I graduated, French. So English was not my strength.
So you've made great leaps and strides here. Now you're educating us. That is wonderful. And I don't want to pry anything else out of you too much longer. You've been such a wonderful source to speak to. I just have one last question for you. That would be, as an immigrant from Spain, for people who live in Connecticut, this, not just the Indians, but people in Connecticut, what was one thing that you would want them to know about the experience of coming here from Spain? And that one thing that if, let's say, I don't know anything about Spain or I don't have any frame of context to what it's like to be an immigrant, what is the one thing that you would want me to know?
If you're from Spain.
If I'm from here and I don't know anything about being an immigrant in the United States.
Say that again.
You got it, no problem.
I am talking to an American. I'm talking to
Spain. Yeah, if you're talking to an American.
The question again is?
If, what's one thing that you would want someone from Connecticut to know who's not an immigrant, doesn't have any of that experience of coming from somewhere else and coming here, what is one thing you would want us to know?
I appreciate your patience.
No worries.
No, I am serious. What I want you to know is that I appreciate your patience, your kindness, and the sense of community that you have in America. So that when you, what I have is appreciation. When I was in Houston, I went to Baptist Church. Took two buses to go on learning for free because college was expensive. And then later on, much later on, because I was already like in the Spanish, I didn't need it. So, thank you for the opportunity to meet coming people.
Thank you so much for sitting down with us. I won't interrogate you anymore. You were absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for that.
No problem.
Thank you.